I would be the shittiest survivor in history. I would be the shittiest survivor in history, I do believe. Not that this is something I'm proud of, more like an ambivalent realization I came to while in line at Whole Foods. I was buying $20 worth of olives, that is to say, 4 ounces of olives, but it's worth the exorbitant cost to lessen my carbon footprint. I'm concerned what people 6,000 years from now may think of me. Anyway, lately, for no specific reason, really, just pure coincidence, I've been watching a lot of documentaries and Discovery Channel and History Channel shows that have a survivor theme or are simply tales of harrowing survival, whether it's one person stranded by themselves, seriously injured in a forest, buried under a mountain of fire ants, or a small group of people run out of gas in an arid, unforgiving desert, or a large group who get stuck in a surprise killer storm on an icy mountaintop. I've witnessed dozens of reenactments and even actual footage that the survivors had the wherewithal to document. Brutal, torturous, forever life-altering struggles to live. And I'm not talking about that silly TV survivor reality nonsense where the winner gets $1 million for basically going without chocolate for a month and shitting in a hole in the ground. I'm talking about people who, less than cheating death, survived on a courage most of us will never know. A staggering primal fortitude that is often said to be inherent within all of us, but for me at least, is highly doubtful. I'm talking about when a plane crashes and there's one survivor, lost at sea, freezing cold, holding onto a floating chunk of foam core, trying not to think about sharks too much, but rather concentrating on figuring out the best way to drink their own urine, which is much harder to do if you're a girl. Man, that is not for me. I would be working on a way to drink so much seawater that I would get all filled up and drift off to a nice post-meal nap that I would pray would never wake up from. Did you read about that teenage girl who was kidnapped by a well-armed stranger and taken cross-country against her will and managed to leave clues to her whereabouts and outwit her kidnappers leading to her rescue? Those are the tales of survival I'm awed by. Now, I like to think I'm somewhat clever. Certainly, if you were to see the terrarium I made in sixth grade for Mrs. Kozlowski's science class, which is currently on display at the Carter Center in Atlanta, you'd give me the benefit of the doubt. But I think if I found myself in any of those situations, I would likely end up a pile of cowardly bones somewhere, providing an unexpected yet delicious carrion treat for the locals. Have you seen Touching the Void, the movie? Have you seen or read about Shackleton's endurance? Or better, how about the guy who had to slowly chop his arm off at the elbow with a pocket knife because when he was rock climbing, his arm got stuck and he couldn't get it free, and he knew that no one was going to be coming for weeks, and he knew that it was the only way he was going to have a chance of getting down and remain alive? That's for real. That really happened. Are you kidding? I am such a pussy, I'd still be dangling there today, just a funny-looking skeleton with glasses. There's no way I could go through all that shit. I'm not sure it's even about the pain, really. I think that the nagging feeling I have, even in the best of times, the feeling that I don't think life's all that great, would take over eventually. I don't have kids, so I won't go through the I've got to do it for the little ones phase that might imbue me with superhuman strength. Perhaps in day two of my dilemma, hungrier and weaker in mind and body, I might think about my baseball cards I want to get back to, or I don't know, the new Radiohead CD due out next week that I was really looking forward to, but is that going to keep me going? Nah. I don't even know the first thing about survival. There are at least a dozen of those bathroom books with subtitles like, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About How to Get Out of Every Situation Ever, and 10 You Don't, you know, that tell you to punch a shark in the nose or tell a bear it's stupid and things like that, but come on. Punch a shark in the nose? I guess I'd do it, but I would have already started the flashback of my life well before I balled up my fist and put on my best shark-punching face. In other words, I would already have given up and started saying my goodbyes.